What's up, people? Another episode of Just for Sport. Jamal K. Davis here with you. We are at the cusp of the NBA playoffs, and I am excited for it. I will have my predictions now that we've gotten to the playoffs of who I think has the best chance of getting and winning the NBA Finals. We'll talk about that. Major League Baseball, my O's. They're looking okay, but not quite like that team of last season. They just haven't quite hit their stride. I'll talk about that. NFL draft. I wish it had a homecoming feel for me. It looks like it might not. We'll talk a little WNBA, the draft, eye-opening experience, and looking ahead to the Olympics a little bit. Looking ahead to the Olympics. But first, we'll start with the NBA. And at the beginning of the season, I really felt confident that it was going to be the Phoenix Suns. I really did. And as the season went on, not so much. If anything, I would say the Phoenix Suns have been one of the biggest disappointments this year. And it may not have been all their fault. We have to say that injuries played a role in that. You know, they haven't had a lot of games together. But I will say I feel like there have been a lot of injuries in general this NBA season to some star players. And I think in many ways that has hurt the Phoenix Suns. But I digress. We had some great matchups between teams that are perennial playoff teams versus the upstarts. I feel like this year going into the playoffs, it's a little more parity, if you will. Right? I mean, did you think the Magic would be there? No. The Thunder, did you think they would be the number one overall seed? No. The Timberwolves, at one point, they were the best team in the Western Conference, and in some ways still look a little like they could get to the NBA Finals. On the flip side, teams that fell down, that it's almost like, ooh, you don't want to face them. The first one that comes to my mind are the Sixers. With Joel Embiid being hurt for as long as he did, yes, it hurt their playoff seeding. But I think it also helped in that now they're not in the bracket with the Celtics. And I think they may have the best chance in the Eastern Conference to get to the Eastern Conference Finals. They're playing a upstart Knicks team, if you will, with Jalen Brunson. I mean, the Knicks have to be so happy that who knew Jalen Brunson was going to be the turnaround that the Knicks needed. Now they're the second seed. Everybody needs to thank Wembanyama. Victor Wembanyama not only changed the trajectory of the San Antonio Spurs by him being the number one pick for them, but playoff seeding changed a little bit in the Western Conference. Just wanted to bring that up. But the Knicks jumped to the second seed. And I think that's good for the Sixers. Now, to challenge the Suns, if you will, maybe for the biggest disappointment, I would say the second one is probably the Bucks. But the issue for the Bucks for me is that I don't think they should have fired Adrian Griffin. I don't think ownership. I really don't think Damian Lillard and Giannis gave him enough of a shot. That's what I would say. what was he, 31-13 when they fired him? Like, come on, man. What are y'all doing? You deserve where you are. You deserve to think, oh, we're better than that, so let's just go out and get Doc Rivers and we're going to win. Oh, by the way, and I think Doc Rivers is a little bit overrated, but they're under 500 with him as a coach. They're not good. Something is wrong there, but that's good for the Sixers. Shoot, I think the Pacers have a chance to upset the Bucks. I do. It'll be interesting to see if they can prove that as the NBA playoff starts today. Magic Cavs is the first game. And it's going to be fun. I think there is, and I love parody. I love it when you go into not so much a season, but certainly playoffs where you feel like if you're a fan of any of these teams in the playoffs, maybe I have a shot. Now, there are some teams that probably don't realistically have a shot, but in the first one I would think about is like Miami Heat versus the Celtics, and yet, look where Miami Heat was last year. That really makes you feel like, I don't know. Maybe they do have a shot at upsetting the Celtics. Pelicans Thunder, up in the air. I think it helps that they're not playing against Denver or the Clippers. You know, I think the Pelicans and Thunder are both kind of upstart teams, if you will. They're heading in the right direction, have young stars. Obviously, Zion and SGA are the young stars and the stars for their respective teams in the Pelicans and the Thunder. Clippers, Mavericks. Clippers should win that because I think their defense is better than the Mavericks. Timberwolves, now that you got Cat back, Naz Reid has played well. Obviously, you got the Ant-Man too. Yeah, they're pretty good. And I think they could beat the Suns. There is a chance for them to beat the Suns. Lakers have no chance. Nuggets will wipe the floor with them, and let's move on to the next round. That's what I think will happen there. If Nuggets get the Timberwolves, boy, that's a young and hungry team. There's no doubt about that. But it's funny because Denver's actually not that old either. They're not an old team. I don't even think they're as old as the Suns. And they are the NBA champions, the reigning NBA champions. So there's that too. The playoffs are going to be a lot of fun. In the end, I'm going to do my brackets. This is what I've got. Not if I'm going to do my brackets. I'm going to do my brackets. I've got the Celtics in 6. Cavs in 7. Pacers in 6, may not have Giannis, may not have Dame Lillard. That's another thing, their injuries. Sixers in 6. Thunder in 7. Clippers in 6. Timberwolves in 7. Nuggets in 4, which I think could hurt the Nuggets. When we go to the next round, I've got Nuggets over the Wolves in 7. I've got, man, now this is a tough one. I'm going to say Clippers over the Thunder in 7. I've got Sixers over the Pacers in 5. I've got Celtics over the Cavs in six. Then I've got Celtics over the Sixers in seven. I've got Nuggets over the Clippers in six. And it's hard not to pick Denver to repeat. It really is. And so I'm going to take the Denver Nuggets to repeat as NBA champions in six games over the Celtics. And those are my picks. So frankly, if you just want my NBA talk, that's the end of the pod. I'm going to talk about more, but that's who I've got. Nuggets repeating as NBA champions. And another thing that came to my mind is why I thought about that and said that that's what I'm going with is because even when I thought of March Madness and the UConn Huskies, I was like, oh no, they can't repeat. They don't have this, that, and the other. Instead of saying, no, they have a chance to repeat because they're really that good and they have the talent to do it and the experience to do it. And it showed in March Madness. And I know you're going to say, oh, but the NBA is different. But I do feel like in many ways, you've got a team in the Denver Nuggets that are champions. Now, the X factor to me is going to be Michael Porter Jr. He's got one brother that got sentenced to jail. He's got another brother who's banned from the league for gambling. Michael Porter Jr.'s got a lot on his mind. Somehow, some way, I hope he is able to recover, if you will, mentally, right? We talk about the mental aspect of the game. That's a lot. The mental aspect of the game is truly a lot. And Michael Porter Jr. is going through a lot. And I hope that he's okay. I feel for him, even if you don't feel anything for either one of his brothers, because they both made really bad decisions in their lives and their basketball careers are over. At least in the NBA, it is. But I think that there is a level of respect that you need to give to Denver, you need to give to Jokic, that I don't think has ever, ever really been given. Even when they win the NBA championship, you know everybody's like, oh, let's see if they can win it again. Well, I think they will win it again. I do think that they'll win it again. So there you go. That's my pick. Denver Nuggets to win the NBA championship. We'll go to Major League Baseball. Do have a lot to talk about Major League Baseball. It's a long, long season. A long season. And so I mostly kind of just watch Orioles and Nationals. I want to see how they're doing. And Baltimore is doing fine. 12-7, game and a half behind the New York Yankees. They're good. 8-4 at home, 4-3 on the road, both winning records. They would be in first place if they were in the AL West. Weird thing is they'd be in third place if they were in the AL Central, but they're fine. My thing is, coming off of last year, winning, what, 101 games, and what I saw out of them in spring training? And I know it's spring training, right? We all know it's spring training. It's not the regular season, but the momentum, what you saw out of the Baltimore Orioles cruising through games. I honestly thought that they would maybe lose four games to start the season. That if you looked at them 20 games in and they're 19 games in, at the 20 game mark, they'd be like 16-4, 15-5. So they're not far off by any stretch. But I hope that they can find a way to really get in a groove. That's what you want to see. You want to see them get in a groove. You think about their plus 22 right now in their differential. Cleveland and Kansas City are plus 45. Atlanta's plus 34. Arizona's plus 30. And they're not even in first place. So I'm not saying this to say, oh, boo-hoo, they're not playing well. I'm just like waiting for when the Orioles are going to hit that stride. And it seemed like actually last year they didn't really hit their stride until about July. So maybe even for them, they're like, no, we got this. We'll get there soon. Once again, the AL East, all of the teams in the AL East are above 500. The only division in all of baseball that can say that. They almost finished the season the same way. I think Boston was the only one that didn't have a 500 record. We look at biggest surprises from a positive and a negative standpoint. I would say the biggest surprise to me from a negative standpoint is Chicago White Sox. 3-16. I thought they would be better. And they're not. And they're bad. And they're already out of the playoffs. And so you almost wish you could say, hey, can we just not play the rest of the season? Fast forward to next season. Let's see what happens then. Because they are just not good. Worried about Atlanta now that Spencer Snyder is out for the year. We'll see what happens to them. But if there's a positive surprise, it was going to be the Pirates. But now that they're 11-9, they've kind of like come back down to earth a little bit. But if they can keep this up and end up somewhere above 500, then I'm just like, okay, they're good. They're good. And let's see what how they can continue. I mean, they're only 3-3 at home, 8-6 on the road. It's early. It's very early in the season. So they got a lot to do. They got a lot of work to do, and they got to really try their best to think about how they can keep their momentum up. And that's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. NFL draft. NFL draft is on Thursday. I fully expect Caleb Williams to be the number one pick unless the Bears are doing some trickeration and they just don't want teams to know that they like Jaden. I'm okay if the Washington Commanders get Jaden. But I really wanted Caleb Williams to come home. I'm a sucker. I love those stories. I really do. And I was hoping that that was going to be the case. And it just doesn't look like it. I am taking heart, maybe over skill a little bit. But the flip side is he is going to be potentially number one pick for a reason. The Bears got rid of Justin Fields. He's now in the Steelers along with D'Angelo. Wow. Russell. Russell Wilson is also now on the Pittsburgh Steelers. So they are revamped from the quarterback standpoint. But for Washington, I was hoping that revamp was going to be a real positive homeboy, homegrown kid, makes good, comes back home, leads Washington back to the playoffs, and then maybe to a Super Bowl. I really was hoping that that was going to be the case. And I'm like biting my nails trying to wonder, oh my God, is Chicago going to take Jaden or are they really going to stick with Caleb? Is all of the mock drafts have Caleb going first? It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I don't follow college football enough that I'm going to get into who I think the top 10 players should be. No, I'm not going to do that. I root for my team, the University of Pittsburgh, my childhood team that I rooted for in Notre Dame. I'm curious how they do. I know that thinking of Pitt, I thought maybe the Steelers were going to keep Kenny Pickett, and now that's not the case. Now that he's with Philadelphia and he's closer to home. So I guess it's kind of player gets to go to his home team in a different way. In a much different way. But I'm happy for him from that perspective, and I'm looking forward to the NFL draft. A draft that already happened, the WNBA draft, record number viewership. 2.4 million plus watching the WNBA draft just to see Caitlin Clark get drafted. That's what I feel like what it was. I want to see the post-Caitlin Clark NCAA women's basketball and post-Caitlin Clark WNBA draft. Let's see if the numbers stay. That's what I want to see. For all of those, oh, I love women's college basketball. Yeah. Let's see if you're watching next year with Paige Bueckers and Juju. Let's see if you're watching the WNBA draft when Paige Bueckers may end up being the number one pick in that draft. Let's see if you're still watching or if it's all about Caitlin. I saw a clip from former Washington Wizard Etan Thomas was criticizing, and rightfully so, and it was sad. Gail King doing an interview with Dawn Staley after South Carolina won the NCAA championship, talking about we were all rooting for Caitlin in Iowa. Like, why would you say that to the other coach that just won? It's just, I just am sickened of the blinding by Caitlin Clark. That's what's bothering me. I'm not going against her greatness, but just like, come on. I mean, you know, I've already said once that was a bad call by the ref, that blocking call that would have given UConn the last shot. And maybe they would have won it and eliminated Iowa before they even got to the finals. That was a real possibility. But in this case, nah. I don't buy it that it's like, oh, interest is up. Interest is up in Caitlin. I mean, shoot, Washington Mystics. All of these teams are moving their game to bigger arenas. Washington Mystics move their game from ESA with seats like 5,000 to Capital One Arena, which is at almost 20,000, because then you have an opportunity to sell more tickets. It's not the WNBA. It should be the CNBA, Caitlin National Basketball Association. NCAA and ESPN should have found another way to keep her there for one more year in college basketball. And they didn't. And maybe they didn't want to. Maybe Caitlin didn't want to be in Iowa anymore. That is a possibility as well. Although from a PR standpoint, she'll never say that. I also think race plays a role in it. Right? A lot of girls out there see themselves being the next Caitlin Clark. The league that NBA and WNBA that It's predominantly black. And you're hoping that this is the great white hope, if you will. I think there's a chance that Caitlin Clark can be like Stephen Curry. I do. I mean, granted, Stephen Curry went to Davidson, so there were a lot of college coaches that were like, yeah, I don't know about him. And he evolved over time. Caitlin Clark has shown what she can do on the big stage, although not winning a championship. And there was some shade during the NCAA men's intro video when Candace Parker was like, you aren't a legend until you win the championship. I think that was a little slight at Caitlin Clark, a little bit. And that's true, though, right? Stephen Curry is a four-time NBA champion. Caitlin Clark needs to do that in the W to really cement herself as arguably the greatest of all time. And there's a part of me that does think that that could happen. She could change the game. Let's hope that I would like to see it happen. I would like to see any player who can revolutionize a game, take them to a new level. You respect it. You want to see it. And let's see if she has the ability to do that. I think she can. And the season's right around the corner. It's not like the NFL draft, which is right now in April, but the season doesn't start until October. I mean, the season is right around the corner for the WNBA. And that's another reason why ticket sales are where they are right now. It's exciting. Last story for me here on Just for Sport. Second to last story, I did want to talk about Manchester City and Chelsea in the FA Cup. That's coming up too. For the English Premier League, we really, really need this win. Man City's up 2 points now on Arsenal. I think that increases their chance of winning the English Premier League. But Chelsea needs this. We're a point behind West Ham, 3 points above Brighton. We need it. And we need to show we're at that level. We can compete with Manchester City. But we got to win, not a tie. We don't need another tie. We need a win. Okay. I will say I'm a little worried when Chelsea wins 6-0, beating Everton on Monday. That worries me. They beat Manchester United in one of the better games that they had this year, 2 weeks ago. Great comeback, great score by Cole Palmer in extra time. But I just hope that this is like something where it's like, oh yeah, we used up all of our offensive juice against Everton and that we won't have anything left for Manchester City. It's the semifinals. We need it. We need to beat Man City, and we need to win the FA Cup. Come on. We can do this. We can do this. What we can't do, as I switch to the Olympics for a short story that I read this before, just before I went on. I always kind of like review if there's anything else I want to talk about that I forget. I got my notes here. The World Anti-Doping Agency announced today 23 Chinese swimmers tested positive for a banned drug before the Tokyo Olympics. That it was due to a substance contamination. What else are you supposed to say? The fact that the Olympic Committee accepted these findings. What? If you're China, you're going to say, oh yeah, you caught us. We took a banned substance. No, you would never say that. They tested positive for TMZ. How funny is that? Yes, I know. That's first thing. I was like, oh, TMZ. Ha, ha, ha. It's just sad to me. It's just sad that all of the Olympics are tainted. It's just never going to be the same. Every time you're watching a sport, you're wondering, oh, is this country, are they being honest? Are there athletes cheating to win? And no, I don't think it would be right if the Olympics said, oh, just forget it. Just let people take whatever they want to take. I don't like that. But it's sad as we think about the Olympics being right around the corner this summer. That's not a good look. And I know that they're not the only one. I'm not doing this to try to single out the Chinese. It's just, it's a problem. And it's also a problem that is 2023 and a report is just coming out after the Olympics actually were held in 2021. Can we get some real time tests completed? And not always reactive? That's what I am hoping for. I'm also hoping that no referees mar any of the games. NBA playoffs or Olympics. Just don't make the referees a story. It's all about what's on the field, ice, court. Oh yeah, shout out to the Caps. I just said ice. Forgot about how the Caps and the empty net goal were lucky enough to make the playoffs and eliminate both PA teams. Thanks, John Tortorella. They'll probably lose in this first round, though. But that smile by Ovechkin, a cheesy grin, that's just a meme. It's a meme now. It's a meme. Let's go, Caps. That'll do it for Just for Sport. I'm Jamoke Davis. Enjoy your NBA playoffs, your sports weekend, whatever you're into. And golf is boring. Scottie Scheffler winning the Masters again. There's just no excitement with the league anymore. There's no excitement. And half the players are in live. So golf is dying. It is. All right. That'll do it for Just for Sport. Ciao for now.